I worked hard on the artwork for it, and the label came from Gerald. Just come, he was always into snack food and junk food and knew it was bad but couldn't help himself. So he, in fact, we have a song called Chemical Tasties that's all about eating junk food. But the name of the independent label that we created was Aftertaste Records, and the label of it was a close-up of the ingredients of like a honey bun or some kind of sweet junk food. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I know it was something that Gerald had that he used to like to eat. So yeah, it was just fun because yeah, we were proud of it. We put a lot of work into the conception, the songs, the recordings, and then the artwork and all. And we were very fortunate. I ran into Dennis Loren recently, who's a legendary poster artist from the 60s and 70s, and he actually had a hand in helping us get the single, kind of like coordinate the artwork and getting it printed. And when I ran into him recently, he told me that the artwork that I had created for the front of the single, which was body parts made to look like possibly pornographic, but it was never directly anything X-rated. Since that's sort of what the song is about, it's about pornography. But he said that the first place he took it to wouldn't print it because they thought it was like genitals or things, that they weren't comfortable with, and he had to take it to a smaller printing place for records that he said that all the soul records would get printed at or something. Like, I guess it was like a lower budget place, but they had no problem with it. And so I thought that was a cool story because it's like we were never intentionally trying to be like, subversive or transgressive. We were just kind of reflecting what we were doing at the time with our music. But I thought when Dennis told me that story, I thought, oh, that's kind of punk rock. We were kind of banned almost from getting our single put out.